We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Reunited after a brief break in my week. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON. Guys, thanks for handling everything yesterday, as always.
Oh, gosh, it was so difficult and hard, it's but thank goodness we held it together.
Listen, it's nice to know. I'm not trying to be condescending. I'm being serious. It's nice to know when you've got something you need to take care of, that the job that you have is also taken care of. That's mm-hmm. all. Mm-hmm. There are some people that can't do this because they are the only person that can do their job. I'm sure. happy for both of you. Please let me be happy. I see a new look on life today, baby.
Oh, a fresh, clean baby. Look clean, on life.
Clean.
Lighter look on
well,
life.
I had a colonoscopy yesterday, mm-hmm. and this was something that's never been done to me. I did not know what to expect. What?
Something that's never been done to me.
I mean, I did not know what to expect. I was very apprehensive.
Everybody is the first time they have to have that done.
And I'm talking about it again just because my doctor reiterated yesterday how many people just flat out say, I don't need this, I don't want this, mm-hmm. and things happen that don't need to happen.
And as we found out yesterday, it saves your life.
I've been putting it off for a long time. Last December, I lost my voice. And I kept going to Kaiser, and they kept saying, it's this, whatever. They finally were going to do an endoscopy, but they weren't going to put me out for it. And I was like, oh. They go, well, you need a colonoscopy, too. They put you out for that. Okay, do both. Use two different sets of tools, right?
Okay.
Don't use the same tool on both ends.
Yeah.
And so I did the colonoscopy. Well, a polyp came back that had cancer in it. This was in April.
Oh, wow.
And they said, well, we're going to have to take a foot and a half of your colon out. So in June, I went
to
the hospital. It was supposed to be a five-day stay, and they took a foot and a half of my colon out. I was out the next morning because I'm tough, right? I'm a beast. Then after that, like, I never had any negative thoughts. I've been totally positive. Didn't miss any work. I've been on top of it. But after that, when they did the surgery, they found more in my lymph nodes, which makes it a stage 3 colon cancer.
Oh, wow.
So then they said, well, you're going to have to do chemo. I just finished my last chemo treatment a month ago. I just got my scans back, and I'm all clean.
Yeah, that was our listener, Kara, who checked in with that story yesterday. And because she had no voice, ended up going to the doctor, and guess what? It saved her life. So I had my colonoscopy yesterday, and a couple things. First of all, I'm in the room where they're about to get me my colonoscopy. There's a team of people around, doctor, tech, nurses, anesthesiologist. This fabulous nurse says, we're going to roll you over on your left side, and then says, are we going to hear this tomorrow?
Oh, because she wanted to know if it was going to be on air. Oh, nice.
But, I mean, at that exact moment, it's like, okay, vulnerable here. But whatever. That said, they found something in my colonoscopy. They found a polyp, and they got rid of it. And there's a chance that it could be cancer. Mm-hmm. There's probably a very good chance it's not. My doctor said if it's precancerous, we have to have it back in 5 years. I don't think it is, but if it is, 5 years. If not, I'm assuming it isn't, mm-hmm. 10. The point of it is, whether it is precancerous and it's 5 years, or it's not precancerous and it's 10, it's out.
Yeah.
And it's gone. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Right. Wow.
And that's the key. If I'd not gone in, like Kara?
Sure.
And just let it sit there because I'm stubborn and I feel good and I don't look sick?
Yeah.
Guess what?
It could have grown into something bad. Absolutely.
So I'm just saying again, it's and by the way, it's nothing. It's 1 day plus of inconvenience and being grumpy towards your coworkers. And again, I apologize. And being hungry and thirsty and going to the bathroom a lot. And then you get there and it's, I mean, at least for me, it was a great nap. Mm-hmm. I was done before I knew it, and I went out for sushi when I got done. I was hungry. I was ravenous.
Oh, I bet.
I didn't know what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And they said it always affects people differently as far as the anesthesia
sure.
they were on. So I'm like, right now, Blue Ocean, Carlsbad Village, boom. I popped 2 rolls. I went home, had a turkey sandwich, went to bed. I feel fine.
That's
a
strange sentence. Let's revisit that. I popped 2 rolls, went home, had a turkey sandwich, went to bed.
That was it.
But it sounds like, what are the rolls?
I had a summer roll, and I had, what's the other one I love so much? Oh, poop. Well, anyway, it's a special, oops. So Sorry. I didn't even mean to say that. It's a specialty role that I love so much there. Anyway, what I'm saying is it was nothing. And I had probably the best night's sleeps of my life last night.
Nice.
And I feel like $1 million today.
Perfect.
Mostly because something was in me that shouldn't have been in me, and now it's out of me.
Right.
And it's not going to hurt me.
Yeah. Down the road. Sure. And you don't have to do it again.
When this comes back
that it's fine, that it won't cancer, you won't have to do this for another 10 years.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Although I kind of want to, based on the sleep alone. What a night's sleep I had. Do it. Don't be afraid or weird about it. I don't care what the hang-up is. Get over it. It's easy, and it'll save your life.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.